views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the hit show, Heart Center Talk Radio, with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com. During this hit show, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. He invites you to engage him in discussing how these living messages and living revelations are relevant to your personal spiritual quests. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. Join our sacred circle of oneness and call 1-800-930-2819 to share. Now here is your host, David Christopher Lewis.
Welcome, everyone. I'm David Christopher Lewis, and you are listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. We are sponsored by the Heart Center, a worldwide spiritual community where you can experience all kinds of really interesting things, including learning from the Ascended Masters. So my guest today is Jenny Miles, who received her Bachelor of Arts degree from Antioch University West in San Francisco in community-based economic development, a degree program which she self-designed. Jenny also worked in Washington, D.C. for 4 years as a legislative assistant and researcher. Her career has spanned 25 years of experience developing and packaging community-based economic development projects in Northern California, Oregon, and Nevada. Over the past 5 to 6 years, Jenny has been inspired by the writings of Anastasia in the Ringing Cedars series of books, and has been researching Sepp Holzer-style regenerative permaculture projects, as well as other recent municipal projects occurring, such as city repair in Portland, Oregon. Her passion is to make possible a new kind of land use planning, development, permitting, and land management processes to secure land in perpetuity. One of her dreams is to organize neighborhood clusters of permaculture-oriented landholders or renters into a kind of green or permaculture zone trust similar to the Cottage Grove Community Trust and Permanent Fund that she personally developed in the late 1980s for the city of Cottage Grove, Oregon. So, Jenny, welcome to Heart Center Talk Radio.
Thank you. Thanks, David.
Well, I just have to say, when I heard that you are enthused about Anastasia and Sepp Holzer, which I am too, because I've read all 9 books, and Sepp Holzer has been here in Montana, and I was just really happy, and I look forward to this interview today. So thank you so much for being my guest.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm really thrilled also.
Wonderful. So you're there in Mount Shasta, and it's a wonderful community there of like-minded people. And explain to us, from your perspective, what does community-based economic development mean, and how is it different from regular economic development?
Well, what I've found, David, over the years is that a lot of projects in regular economic development are actually a taking of properties from people in order to do like a convention center or a Hyatt or an industrial park or something like that. And it's all justified under job creation. And community-based economic development is that the economic benefit goes to the individual household. It's a per capita wealth increase rather than bringing a big industry into an area and creating a lot of jobs. Community-based economic development is more about the individual small business, the individual household being able to prosper and thrive. So there actually is a huge difference, in my opinion, between community-based economic development and also that the Main Street small business individual households stays local a lot longer. The dollars that are generated by that economic activity stays local. And we're seeing today a whole lot of companies from other countries buying our industries, buying our large franchises like 7-Eleven. And a lot of that profit actually goes out of the country. Or in the case of many, you know, what I saw in a lot of areas, it goes out of the area fairly rapidly. So community-based economic development is to retain that dollar, having it cycle locally as long and as much as possible, and to increase per capita small per capita wealth, individual wealth.
Wonderful. Well, I owned a small business in Livingston, Montana for a number of years, and I realized I brought into the community over 10 years, over $3 million from outside of the state, and some of it was from outside the nation. So I support this paradigm you've developed and really modeled and through your work. So from your experience developing and financing projects for these rural developments and cities, how do you see the connection between your work and a Holtz or Anastasia style permaculture work that you've been studying?
Well, what was so exciting for me about Anastasia and Sepp Holtzer, but particularly Anastasia, was the idea that we may have had a time in our history, our human history, where people owned what she calls a kin domain, a 2.5 acre or 1 hectare parcel of land. And then what she's saying is in those times, those ancient times, it was before money, it was before religion. So the people were self-governing and they were formed into small settlements. And everybody was producing for themselves and then sharing and collaborating as they chose as a community. And I just thought for me that this older kind of model of how we lived in a society could really be applicable for today, you know, for the kinds of problems and challenges that we're facing today. And then with Sepp Holtzer, he has absolutely demonstrated that with very little labor and input costs, you can get incredible production. And the same with Anastasia, that it's not that difficult to start producing on your small acreage. And then every year, your production grows exponentially, and your input and labor costs stay even, or they may even decrease. So we're looking at a truly sustainable economic development model.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well,
costs go down, production goes up. And this is working in symbiosis with nature. You know, it's like a whole new idea that is not the capitalist system. It's a different idea that I just don't think we've considered, and we haven't translated it into economics and prosperity and wealth for people. So that's what excited me, and I started connecting, you know, what I had worked on for so many years with what Sepp Holtzer is doing and what Anastasia is writing about.
Wonderful. Well, what do you think are some of the greatest challenges in bringing this type of Holtzer Anastasia style permaculture experience to us here in the United States because of the kind of the confining nature of our laws and the villages and cities that we abide in.
Yeah, Sepp, when he was out here last year, actually said that we are less free in the United States than they are in Russia, which I thought was really interesting. He really tore his hair out about the layers and layers of bureaucracy that control land use, planning, permitting, development, and management. So I've been, and then Anastasia was very clear on her model that it's 1 hectare for every citizen, planetary citizen, to whoever's willing, free of charge, no taxation, ownership into perpetuity with rights of inheritance. So that's the challenge that I see. How do we secure, you know, it's like changing the laws of land ownership, changing the laws to permit us to do that kind of model. And I know Sepp ran into big problems in Austria because their bureaucracies are very similar to our own. And he prevailed eventually, but it was a real struggle. They didn't want him to put in water retention ponds. They didn't want him to terrace. So, and of course, we face in our rural areas, especially here in the West, we face these acreage minimums so that you have to have 10 or 20 acres per household. And you can't divide up a lot of places into 2.5 acre small plots. So how to solve that problem? I think that's really what I'm going to spend the rest of my life working on.
My guest today is Jenny Miles. We have to take, unfortunately, our first commercial break here. Jenny, you're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. Stay tuned. I'm David Christopher Lewis. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis, and my special guest today is Jenny Miles, who, as you may have heard at the beginning, has a BA from Antioch University West in San Francisco. And we're talking a lot about permaculture, economic development that is community-based. And from her experience, she's just got so much to share with us. And I'd like to return now to Jenny and ask, what are some of the economic development benefits from the model that you have established and that you've actually really been focusing on lately?
Well, with Anastasia in the 2.5 acres, free of charge, no taxation, right away we see a reduction in household expenses. So the person is not having to carry any heavy debt or rental costs. So we're looking at $300 or $400 a month. What I've been looking at, because it's just kind of obvious, is off the grid with utilities. So with renewable energy. So right there, we're looking at a couple $100 a month in savings. And then food, $200, $300, $400 a month. And then medicine, the health care benefits of living an Anastasia Sepholzer permaculture type of lifestyle. So we're looking at about $1,000 a month right away that a person on their kin domain or their small garden acreage could realize, and a month, and that's money in their pocket. The other thing that they're finding in Russia, there's 35 million people now who are doing the small 2.5 acre garden plots. And they've been measuring it since the mid-90s. So years 1 to 3 are the production development years. Years 3 to 5, you're in full production. After 5 years, you're realizing surplus production of food, herbs, medicine. So what that means, and actually Leonid Soroshkin, who edited the Anastasia series, grew up on one of these kin domains outside of Moscow with his family. And he was saying, pretty much year 3, they were feeding their family of 4 or 5, the extended family back in Moscow, in the cities, and realizing surplus production, which has just organically developed in Russia and Eastern Europe, that people create like cottage industry goods, like preserves and sauerkraut, and they're trading with these items, and they're also selling them. And they're selling, some people in the cities are buying directly from the small kin domain, because the quality of the food is so high. So we're looking at saving, you know, quite a bit per month, the equivalent of a part-time job, even a full-time job, if you're looking at minimum wage, per household, and increasing income-producing opportunities. And in my opinion, that is economic development.
Wonderful. Well, you know, a lot of the smaller farms in the United States have gone out of business, and they've been gobbled up by the large agribusiness farms of hundreds and thousands of acres. And this sounds like it's a return to the original type of family farm that used to exist, you know, hundreds of years ago, where people were fulfilled. Everything was organic before chemical fertilizers and insecticides and pesticides, all that stuff. And so this is really, it's kind of like we're going back to our roots. What do you think really has to happen here in the United States for us to be able to realize this Anastasia concept of the 1 hectare or about 2.4 acres for every citizen, free of charge, no taxation? I mean, is this a pipe dream, or is there a way to kind of somehow move it into the realm of reality through introducing legislation? Or do you have to work with local smaller villages first? Can you work with states? You know, what do you think is the way?
Well, in the late 80s, I developed the Cottage Grove Community Trust and Permanent Fund, and the city was bankrupt, and it was a public-private trust, a 501c3a, and the permanent fund was modeled after the Alaskan Permanent Fund. And through the trust, the city was able to develop a 150-acre green industrial park, which they took equity in, and then it returned $1.2 million a year, and it still does, in lease revenue, and balances the city budget. I keep thinking, David, that if the city of Cottage Grove could have done this for a 150-acre industrial park, then why not 50, you know, kin domains? Because it's the same land use paradigm. You know, we're talking about, in fact, it's less of an impact. It's less of a footprint and impact on the environment to do kin domains than it is an industrial park. And what was so beautiful about Cottage Grove is that it was a public-private, so we were working in partnership with the city, yet we still were a private trust. And through the permanent fund, we could receive philanthropic donations. We could receive donations of land and property. We could also satisfy the charitable giving requirements of our local family foundations. So it created this mechanism for acquiring property and then developing it. And so I think what should happen is that, or could happen, is that people who are permaculture minded can even in urban areas umbrella themselves under this kind of a trust or a permaculture land trust, and then begin the process of acquiring hopefully large tracts of land or good sized chunks of land. And then I've been researching pioneering efforts in permitting, because that, you know, how do we get then to the, you know, we've got the land now, we can subsidize the land, you know, the trust can make it free of charge to people. Now, how do we get permitted for affordable housing off the grid per each 2.5 acres. And the no taxation, I think also, everything that we did with Cottage Grove was tax exempt because it was that beautiful public-private. It's where the public sector lends its tax exemption status to different kinds of development projects. So again, you know, this is all very new for me. I'm not an expert, but I'm just feeling that there is a way. There is a way. And securing the land ownership into perpetuity and figuring out how we can reduce and eliminate taxation, I think those are the, you know, two of the really critical challenges that have to be met to realize an Anastasia vision.
Wonderful. Well, my wife Mona and I visited some friends in Great Falls who are really taking permaculture to heart, and they secured some land right from the city with the caveat that, you know, they had to develop it in a certain way and there are certain parameters, and yet they're teaching the young kids how to do it, how to, you know, invest their time and sustainability, and they're teaching them all kinds of classes on, oh, you name it. And it's a victorious model. And I think that if we prove through permaculture that we can regenerate the soil, we can regenerate the land, you can actually take these little parcels of land that the cities own and, you know, develop them into sustainable models. And then when they see that, they're going to see, oh, wow, well, let's do what you're sharing with, you know, in a legal way through the nonprofit status. And we're going to have just magnificent new opportunities, I believe. And I'm so grateful that you have kind of developed this concept, and you've already done one big project, and now, you know, who knows where we're going from here. It's just awesome. So I'm David Christopher Lewis. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. My guest today is Jenny Miles, who right now is in Mount Shasta, California, the crown jewel of California in the extreme northern part of the state. And there's a lot going on there. There's a lot going on in Oregon and in Nevada and a few other states. And permaculture is spreading really, literally, like wildfire. There's so many organizations and nonprofits starting up, and especially the young people today. It's almost like the back to the land movement of the early 70s, where people were, you know, securing their small farms. But this is different, and it's exciting. So stay tuned. Yeah. We're going to be back in just a few minutes with Jenny. There's a lot more to come. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the ascended master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelm and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
The Read of a Lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Hey, we're back on Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis, and my guest today is Jenny Miles. And before we return to our discussion, I'd just like to say that we have a wonderful winter solstice conference coming up, starting tomorrow, December 18th through the 21st, in San Diego, California. And you can participate either in person or online by going to heartscenter.org. That's HEARTSCENTER.org. And the topic of this wonderful four-day event is the 12 Archangels Resurrect the Temple Fountains of Lemuria. This will be just an amazing alchemical time of gathering where we will do spiritual work. We'll have live kirtan. We'll go to the beach. We'll have a picnic. And we'll be doing panurithmi at another spiritual community that I love. And so you can learn more at heartcenter.org. So back to Jenny Miles. So Jenny, talk to us about why you are excited about the Portland Permaculture Land Trust that connects non-contiguous properties together under a protective land use and management umbrella with these potential tax advantages.
Well, this emerged out of Portland City Repair, which has been growing exponentially every year. And it's centered around permaculture theme. You know, almost all the projects have a permaculture theme to them. And what's been happening is they started neighborhood by neighborhood, and they started taking over the intersection and decorating it, and then creating kiosks and tea houses on the four corners of the intersection. I heard or read that last year, some of the neighborhood blocks people were taking down their fences, and they were forming a permaculture gardening commons in the internal part of the block. And then a woman came up with a public trust a permaculture land trust where now those property owners may take a tax write-off for the square footage that's under permaculture production. So their non-residential square footage on their property then becomes a tax deduction. And they're linking what I thought was so exciting. It doesn't have to be contiguous properties. So these neighborhoods are scattered throughout Portland, but yet they can be umbrellaed under this land trust. And everybody involved can start realizing a tax advantage. And then with Cottage Grove Community Trust and Permanent Fund, same kind of trust idea. Once you have enough members of the trust, you can start to do some very exciting stuff where you can receive philanthropic donations of land and property. You can help local family foundations meet their charitable giving requirements. You can receive money through the permanent fund. You can negotiate. We did it in Cottage Grove with state and federal agencies. You can write grants on behalf of the local municipality. So all of a sudden, we're looking at kind of a new way of operating in a municipal legislative a government structure, but it's made up of, you know, you and me and my neighbor, right? So it's made up of ordinary people under these trust umbrellas.
That's amazing. It's almost like bringing the agrarian lifestyle of that type of community back to the urban, you know, the city dwellers. And it's really building true community, because I think in a lot of cities, we don't even know our neighbors in a lot of the cities, and people don't, you know, they don't interact. There isn't this communication and this ongoing type of, you know, true community spirit. And this is really developing that. So it's kind of a beautiful spiritual byproduct, isn't it?
Yes, and it's a way for people to participate politically in their local government. People wanted cars to slow down going through those intersections. They got it. They've been transforming the Portland City Council. They've been transforming parks and recreation. Jenny Pell introduced something, it was an ordinance or something, where now people can have fruit trees in their front yards. You know, for years you couldn't have fruit falling on a sidewalk. Well, that's all gone now. So it's empowering people to take control over the kind of lifestyle, the kind of quality of life they want in their neighborhood. And I think that's very exciting.
Wonderful. Well, you know, you have a lot of expertise and experience. And if people would like to get a hold of you, how can they get a hold of you, Jenny?
I'm happy if they'd like to call. I'm still kind of old fashioned, and so I'm happy for there to be calling, you know, phone call. My phone number is 530, area code 448-0949. And I have a email address, which is the number 1, JMJ Miles, MILES, all lowercase, no spaces, at gmail.com.
Wonderful. Just to repeat that phone, it's 530-448-0949. Wonderful. Well, you know, there's a lot of back to land type of movement. There's farmers markets everywhere. There's the farm to school programs where, you know, they're trying to introduce kids to the idea of, you know, finding out where their food is coming from and having more fresh, hopefully organic produce going into the schools for their lunch programs and even the breakfast nowadays. And there's so much of this happening, and I think it's really Anastasia's energy and consciousness that's just permeating the whole culture and our entire civilization and really a lot of nations. So where do you think this is going?
Well, I think definitely her books came out not by coincidence. And also there had been a prophecy from Edgar Cayce that from Russia would come some hope or a hope for the world. And I personally think it has to do with the 35 million people now that are doing 2.5 acre small gardens. You know, they're producing 70% of all the food in Russia on about 3% of the arable land. And between Sepp Holzer and Anastasia, they're demonstrating a whole new kind of agriculture where input costs are very reasonable, very low, and output increases exponentially. So it's like this is a sustainable economic development model that is also backed by real things. These are real commodities, you know, food, herbs, medicine. I know Sepp Holzer's got all sorts of ways that he makes money off of his farm. Aquaculture, you know, fish. And I wanted to also mention, David, that he has basically single-handedly, with what he's producing on his farm in the Kremetterhof, he has revitalized the tourism and recreation industry in that part of Austria. It was formerly a very distressed area. There had been a lot of sedimentation from 4 times that they clear cut and replanted. Very similar to our stories in Oregon and here in Northern California about what's happened with logging and clear cutting. And so the fish disappeared and recreation disappeared, and they've been a distressed area of Austria. Well, here comes Sepp with his food and his fish. The resorts are perking up. People come just for the food. And I'm seeing this at Lake Tahoe, where I've been living for 15 years. The high-end restaurants are doing farm-to-table, you know, and they're doing permaculture. They want it. Their customers want it. So it's a way that we might then survive through a transition time is kind of where I think this is going. But we have to make it possible for people to get on the land and do it.
Well, I know right here in Park County in Montana, you know, there's Chico Hot Springs, and they have their own organic garden, and they have a huge greenhouse, and they grow a lot of the stuff that they put in their salads and their dishes at their, high-end restaurants. So it is happening. It's happened in New York, you know, rooftop gardens. I mean, downtown New York. I mean, right there in New York City. Yeah. So this is a movement. It is something that's definitely happening. And for those listening, even if you don't have any acreage, there's stuff you can do right in your backyard. I mean, in Europe, they don't have lawns as much as like what we have in the United States. They have gardens in those spaces instead of so many lawns. So you can learn a lot. You can check out, you know, different permaculture sites. There's so much to learn. And Mona and I, my wife, have a almost 6-acre property here, and we're making it a permaculture demonstration site. And each year we anticipate that things will keep improving and people will see how they are improving based on the methodologies that we use. So my guest today is Jenny Miles, an entrepreneur, a very wise woman. You can intuit just from her sharing today. We're going to take our final 3-minute intermission. This is Heart Center Talk Radio. Stay tuned. Much more to come. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
To Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Wondering how to make more confident strategy for retirement? Do you know that there are potentially more than 12 things to consider when planning for or approaching retirement? Then stop wondering and attend the retirement seminar hosted by Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation to the next seminar on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Light hors d'oeuvres and beverages will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. My guest today is Jenny Miles, an entrepreneur and quite a woman. And she's just got so much information and knowledge about what's going on in the permaculture realm and local economic development. And during our little break here, we were talking about how the whole movement of permaculture is really spawning all kinds of new businesses. And Jenny, share with our audience now where you see this going, and what are the needs, the crying and pressing needs that we have to just work on in order to bring this to fruition?
Well, I see a real need for the pioneering legal work that has been emerging, particularly out of the Sustainable Economies Law Center down in Oakland, in the San Francisco Bay Area. Two women attorneys out of that law practice, have pioneered the cottage food laws for California, got it through. They also were major participants in the Jobs Act that allows people to invest in small securities, you know, small IPOs, which, by the way, a community trust and permanent fund, I vetted that through the Bond Council for the state of Oregon, and the city of Cottage Grove, through its trust, could have issued tax-exempt securities, certificates of participation. because I'd had that same idea. Like what ways do we have that people can invest directly into their community and receive a little bit of a return on it? So, you know, the legal resources are so important, and knowledge, you know, like places where, like resource centers where people can get the data. And I think the person-to-person is very important. I know we have email, I know we have Skype and stuff, but there's a human component here too, where, you know, people need people. I think the transition community movement has found that, you know, you can't just do this over the internet, that people need to come in person with each other in their local communities.
And this is transition towns. And we have one
transition town, yeah.
Right here in Livingston. And my wife's a member of that local group. Yeah. Really, really crucial.
And the other thing that I didn't want us to run out of time before we talked a little bit about was Sepp Holzer's water retention landscapes as drought mitigation and also fire, catastrophic fire prevention. A lot of the mostly men, but there's women too, who have been following Sepp Holzer. A couple of them are now working up in British Columbia, specifically using Sepp's water retention landscape techniques for the to prevent and deter catastrophic wildfires that are occurring now in British Columbia.
Wow.
You know, all for the good. It's like if we can find compelling reasons why land use planning and permitting should be changed to accommodate things like water retention landscaping, you know, because it's offset by, well, hey, we're mitigating the effects of drought and we're preventing catastrophic wildfires. It's almost like, how can people say no? How could government say no to that?
Yeah.
So, and I was so excited to hear that in British Columbia, you know, they're doing it like right on the ground. The project is about putting a buffer zone around an urban area in a forested area where they'd had terrible fires this last summer. And people are saying there's got to be a way to protect us. There's just got to be from these fires. And I know we feel that way in California big time.
Well, we've developed a little pond on our property, and it's interesting that where there is water, you know, those firefighters and you know, like to know, because they could come in and dip into them if they had to.
Well, and I watched the Angora fire in South Lake Tahoe three years ago. It took out 500 homes in 2.5 hours, that fire did. And there are little spots of homes that survived. It was really a catastrophic firestorm. But little pockets of green survived. It had to do with the permeation of water. The soils around the home being moist was what protected the home. So,
we messed around with Mother Nature, and what we're doing is trying to return things to the way that she does things, so that we don't have these sterile environments or, you know, just lack of water around on our properties and around our homes, which can mitigate these fires too.
Right. The same thing that encourages diverse forms of life, biodiversity, healthy forests, et cetera, which is that sponginess of the soil and the mycelium holding the moisture so plants can regulate water between themselves. That's the same thing that protects properties from catastrophic wildfires.
Wonderful. Well, you know,
same thing.
If people haven't read the Anastasia books or the Ringing Cedars books, we have all 9 of them available on the heartscenter.org website in our store. That's heartscenter.org, H-E-A-R-T-S, no apostrophe, center.org. You can go to our store. There's 9 of them. You know, both Jenny and I have read all 9. They're amazing. They're worth rereading. It will change your paradigm about Russia. It will change your paradigm about life in general, about what, you know, why we're here, our history, the ancient history of Russia. You know, some of us had paradigms based on Western thought and kind of our media which totally were, you know, to me were just shattered by an understanding of the truth regarding what's really going on over there. And what you shared earlier in this program, Jenny, is amazing. And, you know, we even heard about, you know, the prime minister, or let's see, the president of Russia, you know, former presidents going to their dachas over the weekend. Well, what were they doing? They were growing food, right?
Yes, Putin has now solidified through legislation that those 2.5 acre landowners may own it into perpetuity with rights of inheritance. So I think Anastasia and Putin have connected. I do.
And because, you know, people may think he's a bad guy, you know, former, operative for the CIA, et cetera, but or maybe the GRU or KGB. I'm sorry, not CIA, KGB. But you know what? If somebody does something like that, they've got to have a heart.
Well, and he's been a major mover in the BRICS alternative to the World Bank and IMF, too. So, I mean, a lot of it is propaganda about him. But anyway, I wanted to also, just before we close, I wanted to say that to remember the Christ consciousness, that you don't leave the most vulnerable, the most in need behind. You know, there's some phrase from Christ about to the less of those, so would you do to me, right? There's something like that.
What you do unto the least of these.
Right. And for me, that is huge in Anastasia, because that's like to any who are willing, free of charge, meaning it's affordable. You know, you're not carrying big loads of debt on it. You're not losing your property after, or the family farm, because of taxation, the burden of taxation. So, you know, she's really speaking to how do we create life for everybody to be okay, you know.
It's
not just
really,
people who have money.
Yeah, it's a shift in the way that we look at how we develop, how we, you know, how we educate ourselves and our children. And, you know, I always knew that the system that I was growing up in was corrupt and was not what I desired. What my soul was crying out for was much different than what, you know, was in the suburbs of Chicago. And we moved to a farm in southern Illinois, and that was when I was happiest in my life. And I've got more acreage than even, you know, what I farmed then. And it's just, I'm so happy to be reinvested in Mother Earth. So thank you so much, Jenny, for being our guest today on Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David.
Thanks, David.
And by the way, if you'd like a free ebook, Pray, Sing, Dance, and Play with Us, you can go to our website, heartcentertalkradio.org, or just heartcenter.org. And we'd be happy to send that to us. Just sign in or register, and we'll send it to you. And give us feedback on this show. And it's been a pleasure. And we'll stay tuned next time, next week, same station, same time, for another wonderful opportunity. Thank you, everyone, and God bless you.
You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis. Tune into this hit show every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as David shares received messages from the angels, masters, and divine beings and touches on progressive revelations for today on diverse topics including divine science, advanced alchemy, cosmic solar awareness, the new blue wave, abundance and healing. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. For more information and to contact David, visit HeartCenterTalkRadio.org or call 360-894-4410. See you next week.
Co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.